Down Syndrome Day is on the 21st of March. So we're going to be creating greater awareness about Down Syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I also need to point out that Cerebral Palsy Month is Awareness Month is observed in the U.S. during the month of March also. And they have, I think, March 25th as World National Cerebral Palsy Day. Mm-hmm. But since we are focusing on Down Syndrome from March, we will observe World Cerebral Palsy Day in September, which is an international observance.
Okay.
The difference you asked between Down Syndrome and autism.
Mm-hmm.
Autism is more a neurological disorder that has more to do with the brain. Affects this person's social behavior, their communication skills. But Down syndrome is a chromosomal disorder where there is an error in the cell division that results in an extra 24 syndrome. This condition leads to different impairments, both in cognitive ability and physical growth, and someone with Down syndrome, their challenges can be from mild to moderate to severe. Years ago, persons from time the child is born and the child has Down syndrome, even in the more developed countries, the first advice would be you need to institutionalize the child. There's nothing that's going to come from that child.
Mm-hmm.
The views are changing more, and people are realizing that even if a child has Down syndrome, if you begin to provide intervention early enough, the children, you know, begin to have gains that previously weren't anticipated, and they're able to fit into society more than in the past.
Right.
Initially, when we started at the Autism Center, yes, Amanda, it was for autism.
Mm-hmm.
But what we were finding is that as we went particularly into preschools for referrals for autism, teachers were saying, well, I have this child here who is delayed.
Mm-hmm.
And we then began working with the children who had general delays. We now deal with early intervention. So regardless of whether you have a disability or whatever, once there's some sort of delay, we provide services. So it wasn't really a big stretch for us to begin offering services to persons who do not have autism.
Mm-hmm.
Presently, we have, at the Autism Center, we work with 2 children with Down syndrome. But in the past, we've worked with more. And at BVI Services, which is our adult day program for persons with disabilities, I think we have about 5 persons with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, between those that we work with here, regular who are part of our regular clientele, between the Autism Center and BVI Services and other persons that I'm aware of in the community, I would say I know of about 20, but that does not mean that there are not more.